Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the king. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing, and I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time. Hey friends, I'm so excited we get to hang out today. Today we're going to be talking a little bit more about organization, but specifically around paper. Now we're going to be talking about three easy tips to minimize paper clutter for busy moms. I know, it's really fun. All right, here we go. In our lives right now, we have paper everywhere, right? Even though it is a digital age, it always gets me. Half the stuff is on digital and half the stuff is paper, but then the things of paper, you need to know where they are. There was this YouTube video I was watching one time all about like taxes, where one person was pretending to be the government and the other person was pretending to be a normal person. And they're like, we're going to give you these forms and you need to keep them for 5 years and then we'll ask for them back. They were like, but wait, why don't you just keep the forms? Why do I need to keep them for 5 years? I don't really want to keep them. I don't really have any place to store them. The government was like, well, that's too bad. We're going to charge you fines if you don't give them back to us. But I don't really want them. You can just keep them. It's all back and forth, right? Oh, the fun of forms. So you may, like me, feel a bit overwhelmed by paper and you're tired of looking through piles of stuff to find missing homeworks or bills or forms for the school that you forgot to turn in or maybe an assignment, all kinds of other things, right? You have, oh, so many things that might be hidden underneath piles of paper. So as I said, even though our world is becoming more and more digital, it is still very much a paper world. There are things that we just get and collect and paper that comes in every day and it just forms piles around the house. How many times did you have a stack of mail come and then it's all over the kitchen counter? Or go away for a week or two and see then all the mail you get to sort through after there. And it's like, what? Where did all this come from? And it always seems like the paper that we need is that one piece of paper we're looking for and we can't find it anywhere. And then finally you're like, I need an extra copy of this, or you've just looked and you can't find it. And then you find it later in a giant stack of stuff. So what do we do? How do we keep all this paper straight and manage all this? How do we know where the paper is that we need to find and what stuff we don't need to find? Blah, 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 right? Today, we're going to be talking about three super easy tips to minimize your paper clutter for busy moms. For moms like you and me that don't have that much time to deal with that much paper or to look through all the stacks of stuff and try to find the one paper that we wanted or we were missing. So grab that notebook today and we're going to dive in. And you might need a big cup of coffee too. I drank mine earlier this morning and now it's like cold and chilly. I'm kind of regretting having a big warm cup of coffee. In a couple episodes before, I talked about decluttering and keeping organized. It is totally my jam. I love it. I talked about a few weeks ago when I went down to San Diego to help my mom, and we decluttered and cleaned out just a small closet that she had under the stairs. And if you've ever decluttered, you realize it's so much more work than you thought it was, right? We went through stuff for hours, and it just looked like we hadn't done hardly anything at all, except the room we were in was full of stuff. But really, we tossed out a whole trash bag of recycling. We filled up an entire box with electrical, like e-waste, and we filled up the trunk of her car with stuff to give away. This doesn't even include stuff we threw out. All the stuff. As I said, I love like decluttering, but we went through so many like old papers and books and just stuff. So you might find yourself just wondering, blah, like there's all this stuff. And especially in an office, I think the office is where a lot of paper collects and comes together. And you, as my mom, had just stuff that you've kept, paper or not, that kind of gets pushed in underneath the stairs or pushed into a drawer or put into a cubby somewhere, and then you never really look at it. You're like, well, I might need that. We'll just keep it over there. And then you never actually need it, but also don't really ever look for it again. So today we'll be talking a little bit more about the clutter and the paper that you get every day and kind of a good system to handle that. Now, I work with my clients all the time on figuring out a really good system and a way of dealing with the paper that comes in every day so that you're not wondering if there's a bill that's stuck underneath a big stack of paper or a form you need for school. So I kind of created a system. I developed a system that I personally use, and then I found that with working with my clients that they like as well. So it's a system called the Command Center, and we'll go into it in a little bit more detail later on in this episode, but it helps so much with all the paper. So we will go into that. But as we're stepping into talking about paper and everything, there are three really big steps that we kind of alluded to in the beginning. I work with my clients, as I said, on all three of these steps, and especially step number two, which is where we'll talk a little bit more about the command center and all that. So number one is to toss whatever you can. We get so much junk in the mail and other papers that anything really that you can find online, then it's really a good idea to just toss it. If you have a piece of paper and it is about something that you can find online, if you needed it later, an event or something that's happening or a camp or any other kind of thing that you might get in the mail, if you can look it up, then you don't need that piece of paper and you can throw that away. So much of this is just junk mail and that kind of stuff that you would get in the mail, especially now with elections. We get tons of junk mail about all kinds of people that I'm like, I don't know these people. I don't know. I just throw it away in the recycling. So throw away whatever you can. One quick note on this is you could also throw away instructions. I know, instructions to stuff, little things that you purchase or buy, you can throw away the instruction set because now all the instructions for any kind of thing are online. You can look up any kind of YouTuber or anything that has done this, but they pick out a random item. There's one YouTuber I love. She has a podcast or a YouTube called But First Coffee. Her name's Callie, and she's a mom of two cute old little kids, and they live in a cute little tiny house. But she has all kinds of ways to minimize stuff. But she talks about paper a little and the fact that you can look up instructions for any item. She picked like three or four items around her house, just looking around, and then looked up the exact same item model number thing online, and she got all the instructions. So instructions you do not need to keep to all those kinds of things. So if you have a file or wherever you keep your instructions, you can dump all those. They can all go into recycling. So toss whatever you can. This is also important with getting papers and school things and stuff from your kids. When my kids were little, I did used to toss their art projects every once in a while. We have a cute little spot where we display their art, and when that would get it's just a board with clips on it. And so I would just clip up all their art until it got really full and those little clips wouldn't hold anymore. And then I would take a 5-10 minutes or maybe 30 to go through it. And the pictures that were interesting or ones that required a lot of thought and creativity, if you're a parent, you know this, right? You keep those maybe for later or maybe not. The ones that were just a scribbled drawing or something that your kid loved or something that they colored on, any of those ones that required zero effort, all go in the trash. So that is another easy way to toss things out. And it's best if you take that recycling straight out to the recycling bin and do not let your children see what you are tossing out, because then they'll be like, Mom, right? We've all done that. All right, that's number one, toss whatever you can. Number two is have a system. So toss whatever you can first and get that cleared off. And then it's kind of like an onion. You're going for the next layer. So then you want to file whatever you need to keep, if they're government papers, right? Or important papers that you might need for later, go ahead and file those and put whatever paper you need for the future. So for example, we're going later to DC at some point and we need like a packing list or a form that needs to be filled out. We had the kids' school schedules. We had a form that needed to be taken to the doctor for an athletic clearance so that they could play sports. All those kind of forms or things that you get or important papers that you're like, I don't want to lose this. Where does this go? That goes to the command center. So those are all papers that you're not going to use today, right? Maybe in the next couple days, but it's a paper that you're going to need to know where it is and use it within a couple weeks, maybe a couple months. It will be an important paper that you need later. Also, papers like this can be coupons or gift cards or gift certificates, things that are similar to cash that you don't want to lose either. So all those things go to your command center. And so I'll just give you a brief intro to what the command center is that I created and kind of what I go through with my clients in helping them figure out what kind of a command center should go for them or what that looks like. So my command center has three pieces. One is a giant whiteboard that has everybody's schedule. So it has a color for each person in our family, usually, or sometimes I've done colors for reoccurring events or what's happening. So everything's listed on that board so that kids, husband, everybody can go look at the board and see what's happening. Now, how many times do they actually look at the board? I don't really know. Maybe zero, but it makes me feel warm and fuzzy and I'm able to look at it and know what our schedule is and what kind of things are coming up. Number two, I have a chalkboard and there's three big questions on there. Now, some people have also done meal prepping or meal cards. Maybe they clip to their chalkboard so that they know what meals they're gonna do for the next day. I have a different system that I use for meals, but anyways, that's beside the point. But I have a big chalkboard and not super big, but it has three super important questions that I got tired of answering day after day, week after week. These three questions change all the time. And so every week we refresh the board, but they are number one, when is video game time? Because I got so tired of answering that one. Even now, when is video game time? We write it up on the board. That's when it is. Number two, whose movie pick is it this week? We have family movie nights, usually on Friday, sometimes at other times, but it got really annoying because we would spend 45 minutes trying to figure out what movie to watch. Nobody wanted to watch the same one. Everybody wanted to watch different ones and so forth, so forth. So we've decided a rotating schedule and that person gets to pick a movie. Nobody gets to complain. If there's any complaining, you can go in your room. You can go somewhere else. You don't have to watch the movie with us, but that person gets to pick the movie for that week. You can tell there's lots of angst behind this. Number three, our third question on the board is talking about whose turn it is to unload the dishes, because somebody does it for a week and then the next next week it's another kid. So whoever's turn it is, we put their name and the date. So that is part of my command center. So those two are just kind of like a bonus. What we will really be talking about is our third piece to the command center. It is a big either attack board or kind of a board with clips. Mine is like one with clips, so it's magnetic, and then you have these clips on there. And that's where all the gift cards get clipped up there so that we can find them and we use them. And then anything like these pieces of paper that you will need in the future, they all get clipped to that board. So that's where I know all those things are. So if I'm looking for a form that we're going to need the next few weeks, but I haven't even touched it for like several months, it will be on that board because it will be filled out from when I got it. I filled it out. And then since I didn't need it, where does it go? Goes to the board. That is just a high level of kind of what I work with my clients in helping them figure out a good system that works for them. And that's my whole kind of command center. That's more of like a family module, making sure your house runs, you know, smoothly, making it a little easier for you. And as I mentioned, some people do a whole meal prep thing for their boards or different things like that. I do it a little bit differently. But anyways, if you need any kind of help with that, or that sounds fun or interesting, or you're like, hey, that could really be great. I wish I set up something like that, but it seems a little overwhelming to set up and you may not know all the ins and outs. Grab a coaching call with me. We'll set up your whole board. You'll feel super great. We'll set up the command center for you. But you can reach me at coaching, COACHING, at Byrd Michelle, BYRDMICHELLE.com. And all that will be up there. So if you need any help figuring out those things, give me a call. Back to talking about paper. So just to recap, we talked about number one, tossing whatever you can, whatever kind of paper you can when it comes in, including the kids' artwork if you can. Okay, number two is having a system so that I can help you with if you need some help. And we set up a command center, as I talked about, and what papers go where and when you need to keep papers, that kind of thing. But for the most part, it is going through papers, making sure the first round you're tossing, the second round that you need to file, you're filing, and the third round of things that you may need to keep that you don't have to deal with right this minute, or maybe you did deal with them, but you need them for later, go over to the command center for later. All right. Just a quick topic for number three. This doesn't really deal with paper, but it still has to deal with the organization of all, right? So number three is digital. Now this does somewhat deal with paper because how often do we make random lists and post-it notes and then we're headed to the store and we can't remember our list, we don't have our post-it note, we don't know where it went, and all the things. So you get to the store and you remember two of the three items, but then you have to get to the store again. Maybe you went to Target, you forgot to get socks for a child. So where do you put all the to-dos that you have, right? All the lists. So what I love to do for to-dos is I put them either in my weekly planner, my Horatio planner. You can put them at the bottom, or you can write a lot of them digitally. Now, I love phone apps like I use Errands, or my husband used to use Don't Forget the Milk. And they're just an app that you can do lots of lists. So for example, in the Errands app that I love, you can set up Target. And then everything you need at Target, you can go in there, and whenever you're like, oh, I forgot to get socks, then you put it in your list. So, because we always have our phones, right? Our phones are usually with us, or we're carrying them, or they're not very far away. So it's really easy to keep all those lists that may be in your head or maybe on a small piece of paper that got lost on your phone. Use the Errands app and transfer that. It's super easy. You can make one that's like Costco or Safeway or Trader Joe's. And then whenever you remember something that you need from that store, or that we're going to run out of this, or we need this and this, just grab your phone, go to the app,
write it down on the list, and you're good to go. Then when you go to the store, you already have your phone, you already have your list, and you can easily pull it up from there. Now, if you are a person who likes to just make a list right before you go to the store, quick side note, you can always take a picture of it and send that to your husband. We used to do that all the time, of writing a list for Trader Joe's or whatever it might be. And then if you forgot the list at home, have your spouse take a picture of it and send it. It's a lot faster than the text, but I digress. So as we've talked about paper, we talked about number one, toss whenever you can. Number two, have a system. And number three, stop using post-it notes. Put it on your phone in a digital way. So I really hope that this has all helped you and given you a look of what paper clutter you might have in your house and some good systems to tackle it and get through it. As I said, if you need any help or you think that maybe just connecting and having somebody there to bounce ideas off of and create a new system that's personalized and works for you, I would love to help you. So grab even just a free session just to see if coaching is what you need. You can contact me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, at birdmichelle.com, B-Y-R-D-M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.com, and I would love to work with you. So until next time, I hope you have a busy, vibrant day.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
Please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, birdmichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.